Here comes the escop, Egger said. Pierce looked and saw that the police constable was making his rounds. He flicked his chronometer. 7 minutes and 47 seconds since the last circuit. But the constable's routine would be more rapid at night.
You see a lurk? Pierce said.
Egger nodded to a baggage stand in a corner, not more than a dozen paces from the staircase.
They'd do.
Well enough, Pierce said. The two men remained seated until 7 o'clock, when the clerks left the office to return home. At 7:20, the supervisor departed, locking the outside door after him. Egger had a look at the key from a distance.
What kind of a key? Pierce asked.
Cheap twirl will manage, Egger said. The two men remained another hour until it became inconvenient for them to stay in the station. The last train had departed, and they were now too conspicuous. They remained just long enough to clock the constable on night duty as he made his rounds of the station. The constable passed the traffic manager's office once every 5 minutes and 3 seconds. Pierce snapped the button on his chronometer and glanced at the second hand.
5 and 3, he said.
Double A, Egger said.
Can you do it?
Of course I can do it, Egger said. I can get a Judy Preggers in less. A double A is all I said. 5 and 3?
I can light a cigar faster, Pierce reminded him.
I can do it, Egger said firmly, if I have a snakesman such like Clean Willie. The two men left the railway station. As they stepped into the fading twilight, Pierce signalled his cab. The cabbie, with a scar across his forehead, whipped up his horse and clattered towards the station entrance.
When do we knock it over? Egger said.
Pierce gave him a gold guinea.
When I inform you, he said.
And then he got into the cab and rode off into the deepening night darkness.